all things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Thursday night, getting ready for kickoff tomorrow against the Montevallo Bulldogs at Legion Stadium. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Live coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30 with a replay of this show starting at 6:15 on WSGN. Live video coverage on SylacaugaAggies.com, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, and the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel. Starts at 6:30 live from Legion Stadium. Sylacauga 1-0 after a 69-28 win over Coosa Central last week at Keith Bullard Stadium just up the road on Highway 21. So a three-game win streak for Sylacauga going into a big matchup tomorrow night against the Montevallo Bulldogs. Now joined by Coach Chris Smelly. Coach, first off, congratulations. Big win. You were pointing out some key offensive statistics for your guys last week. 10 for 10 on touchdown drives.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to do. You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing Little League, JV, varsity football. It's hard to do on air in practice. So proud of our guys for that. You know, a lot of it contributed to being able to really control the line of scrimmage up front for the most part. We had too many penalties in the game and found ourselves in bad situations that we were able to thankfully overcome. But plenty to work on and get better. Defensively, we didn't tackle really well in the game at times. They did have a couple of pretty shifty guys that were some good playmakers. Coach Flowers is doing a good job at Coosa, and I know he got there really late in the summer, and so he's going to get those guys going. I thought their fan support was good, and it was a good atmosphere and environment Friday night.
Yeah, and a great game for your guys to be able to kind of settle in with a lot of the new faces that they have. I thought they obviously performed very well on offense. C.J. Franklin, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Gabe Harrell comes through at the wide receiver spot for you guys, a position that, not that there were question marks, we knew who the guys were, who they'd be, but could they step up to the challenge? I think Gabe Harrell did that for you guys last week.
Yeah, Gabe's been tremendous. He got his most experienced receiver that we have back from this past year, and I was loved to see him get that payoff. He's worked really hard and developed into a team leader, and he's dynamic when he gets the ball in his hands and really knows how to run routes and get open. And so CJ was able to escape the pocket a little bit and find Gabe downfield, and they had a good thing going. So definitely something we need to keep improving on and keep pouring that on throughout the rest of the season.
Let's go back to last week, how we want to set up this coach's show this year. Talk a lot about last week, roll into this week in the second half of the show. Top performers for your guys last week, Gabe Harrell, Brooks Turner. They won your producer award. So you have an MVP award each week, kind of a player of the game for offense and defense. Gabe and Brooks Turner winning those. Let's talk about it quickly. What is the producer? What do they get?
So the producer, we've got a special setup in our locker room with some big, nice leather chairs. It's got a little cooler spot in the middle that has a cold Gatorade for when we come in from practice. We got it roped off and a little red carpet look in there. And so the producers get to take the producer chair for the week. And so the guys were excited when we brought that in. We've got a partnership set up with Farmers Home Furniture. So that's pretty neat, and we're thankful for those guys for providing that for us. And so when we brought those in, man, the guys were really excited about it, and they saw it, and it's like, man, I really want that producer chair. And the only guys that can sit in the chair is the producers. And so, you know, we've got a whole formula that we use defensively to find out who the producer, who's the most productive guy on defense. And so sometimes it's a defensive lineman, sometimes it's a linebacker. You know, really could be anybody. And so they've all got a chance to get that spot. And it's certainly something that our guys, when they saw those chairs, they were like, man, I really do want that. And so that was neat to see. Offensively, we don't quite have as good much of a formula as what Coach Safford does on the defense. But we all meet and vote as a staff of who helped us most be productive and be able to who really stepped up. And so, you know, we want our spot on offense also to – sometimes it might be an offensive lineman. It might, you know, a guy that has a lesser role that doesn't show up in the stat book as much can have that spot. And but we gave it to Gabe Harrell. I don't think we had a receiver last year that went over 100 yards in a game. Maybe Q did one time, but also adding on 3 touchdowns. That's pretty tough to do. And so Gabe's worked really hard, and he definitely earned that.
Yeah, and I talked to C.J. Franklin, our quarterback, earlier this week. I asked him and said, you know, how does that go through your head? Five touchdowns, no picks. You weren't the producer, man. He was so ecstatic that Gabe won that, man. He's pumped up about his wide receiver. Says a lot about your quarterback. Other top performers, you had the Hard Hat Award, Nolan Gordon. The Sledgehammer Award, Lionel Chenault. Knockdown Award, Trevin Kirksey. Punch Out Award, Quail Tony. Just talk about those four a little bit and their performance last week.
Yeah, you know, we try to create some fun things that the guys can look forward to doing. So, you know, we've got a sledgehammer, a hard hat, and we've got a boxing glove for each of those spots. And so we've got, you know, they're going to sign their name on them. They hang them up on their jersey during the week and or on their locker during the week. And then, you know, after the season, we sort of envision having like a year. It's got everybody's, they sign their name and it's full of signatures and all that kind of stuff, and something we hang on the wall and do year after year. So just trying to create a few you know, tradition type things. But those guys all stepped up. Lionel was huge. The Hard Hat and Sledgehammer Award are kind of those hard-earned things that don't produce as much on the stat sheet, but they're vital to your team winning. And so, you know, Lionel was carrying out some wildcat quarterback type stuff and being very productive. And also productive on defense, honestly. And knockdown awards, those are guys that have the big hits, the most big hits throughout the game, and giving your best effort in the blocking game, and then the punch out award for creating turnovers. So, you know, all those guys were a big part of it. A lot of seniors represented in that group, and excited to see that because those guys have really worked hard.
You can keep up with all of that content on the Silicaga Aggies football page and the Silicaga Aggies football Facebook page. All right, Coach Smelly, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to preview tomorrow night's game against the Montevallo Bulldogs. That's coming up next on the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters.
Did you know that Farmers Home Furniture Showroom here in Silicaga offers design services? Take the quiz on their website at farmershomefurniture.com so they can help you put together the look that perfectly matches your style. See what's on sale and pre-qualify for purchases. Visit Farmers Home Furniture on West 3rd Street in Silicaga.
Are you struggling with pain or mobility issues? At Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga, we're dedicated to helping you get back to your best self. Our expert team provides personalized care using the latest techniques to address your unique needs. Whether you're recovering from an injury or seeking to improve your physical health, we're here to help you every step of the way. Experience compassionate, effective therapy at Star Physical Therapy. Call us today and start your journey to recovery.
All right, welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Aggies at home tomorrow night. Home opener, big home opener last week before we get into region play next week on the road at Hopeful. So right here at home against Montevallo tomorrow night. Coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30. Coach Smelly, big, big game for you guys. You're probably going to face a team that's a little bigger in size, a little bit more physical. Going to be a good test for you guys before you roll into region play next week.
Yeah, this is a great game. You know, we play in a physical region, and week in and week out, you got to be able to run the football and stop the run, and that's really what Montevallo is, I think, going to hang their hat on. You know, look at their team; they're big up front on both sides. Got some real size with a few guys, and so got a shifty running back. They're going to try to run the football and be productive that way, and then hit some big plays in the passing game when you try to get down there and stop that run. So. This is a game about toughness. It's a game about discipline, not putting yourself in bad situations. I think the kicking and turnover game is going to be huge in this one. And, you know, thankfully we've got a good kicker and our senior Ethan Pruitt, who really handles all of our kicking duty right now. But he's a really good one. And so, you know, trying to take advantage in some spots, and you know, things like field position and where you start with the ball and all that, that you might not see all the time if you're just a casual observer. But a lot of times that's the difference in winning and losing a tough ball game.
Last week in your halftime interview with us and in the post game, you weren't shy about some of the improvements that you wanted to see from your defense, maybe not from, you know, an X's and O's standpoint, but from a little bit of a physicality standpoint. How have you worked on that this week leading up to this ball game?
Yeah, we've stayed physical at practice. It's been a hot week, but our guys have really gotten after it in practice. We've had a good week of practice. But, yeah, you know, I kind of got on them a little bit at halftime about who's going to step up and be the guy that's like, I'm going to go make that play. I'm going to be physical. I'm going to be aggressive. I'd rather see us something bad happened from us being aggressive than ever shying away on the defensive side of the ball. And so really trying to challenge them with that. So hopefully see us respond a little bit better and just being, you know, I'm going to be the guy to go make the play instead of letting, you know, who around me is going to make the play. And so really focused on our aggression from a defensive side this week and getting after it. And it's going to be important and vital to the game because they Montevallo does a really good job in their run game.
What are the next steps that you want to see your football team take this week? So early in the season, I know you can't, it's so hard to replicate real game live action with the scrimmage that you had a week before the season started through fall camp and fall practice. So after just looking at a deep dive last week, taking a look back at the film, what are some of the next steps that you truly want to see your guys take leading into this one?
Well, you know, at our level, if you're going to be a really good team, you got to practice well and you got to practice hard. And I've been proud of our underclassmen this week. We've got a good group of 9th and 10th grade offensive and defensive line guys, a lot of numbers in that position. And those guys have practiced really hard against our varsity starting group to help get them prepared. And this morning we had two of our seniors that come once a week and they talk to our underclassmen and have a topic that they share and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that we got out of that today and kind of had a discussion of what does a leader look like? What does a leader do? And, you know, talked about you can be a leader and have the respect of your teammates and earn the trust of your teammates, even if I am a 9th or grader or a 10th grader. And one of the ways to do that is what kind of effort am I giving at practice? It's not just being at practice every day, but it's am I giving an effort against those guys that are going to be starting on Friday nights for us right now that's actually making them better and helping them improve? And so this week we really did get after it, and I love seeing some of those guys step up. And that's really how you create a great team and a great culture continue to build your program the right way.
We talked a little bit earlier today in our one-on-one interview brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center. You mentioned that, you know, this could be a game where special teams loom large. A couple special teams plays could sway the momentum of this game. What else are you looking for in this ball game that might play big for you? Whether it's C.J. Franklin, offensive line play, what else are you looking for?
Yeah, offensively, I think avoiding negative plays is big. You know, C.J. is going to have the ability as a good athlete to sometimes when things break down, don't get it the protection, as solid as it needs to be, but he'll still be able to avoid and make plays. But, you know, sometimes you also worry about when things happen like that and guys are freelancing more of taking a play that's already bad and then making it worse. So I think us being able to avoid negative plays, protect the football offensively is going to be huge. Going to have to be able to have some control of the line of scrimmage. And Montevallo is going to make their plays. They've got some good players. But as far as just consistently over the course of the game, get up front is going to be huge. And then, as I just mentioned earlier, on defense, being aggressive and creating havoc and creating turnovers. We had some opportunities last week where the ball was up in the air. And didn't quite see us, you know, just, hey, I'm going to be a go-getter. That's my ball. And so that was another thing that we really worked on and harped on this week in practice was when that ball goes up in the air, go get it. That's your ball when we're on defense. And so trying to find ways to create turnovers.
All right, Coach, that'll wrap up your part of this show, man. Good luck tomorrow night. Looking to start this year 2-0.
Thank you so much. Go Aggies.
All right, that's Coach Chris Smelly right here on the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network tomorrow night at home against Montevallo. We'll see you at Legion Stadium.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the radio.